Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The rebirth of the Jewish State of Israel and the reality of the European Union has a prophetic significance. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And what about the European Union? You think they may follow suit, the dominoes falling into place?
The European Union role and the rebirth of Israel, it has had very difficult origins. The EU for decades has always taken one side that stands pro-Palestinian state and against Israel. One time I had a conversation with a member of the European Parliament, and I asked, why is it that the EU can be so one-sided against Israel? Actually, Israel is a Euro-Mediterranean partner of the EU. Not very well known, but the EU has worked very hard to assimilate the entire geographic area of the ancient Roman Empire, one of the many, many reasons pointing to it being a revived Roman Empire. So the Euro-Mediterranean partnership, Israel is a part. The EU has had joint parliamentary sessions with these group of nations, and it includes the Middle East and North Africa. And perhaps the most interesting connection with the EU and Israel throughout this history since the rebirth, Winston Churchill had made a speech calling for a creation of the United States of Europe in 1946. Then 1951, we have the European Coal and Steel Agreement. 1958 is when the European Economic Community formed. So that is actually after Israeli statehood. But the point is this, very significant, there is only one end time. So if we have the prophecy fulfilled with the rebirth of Israel, it only makes sense that the revived Roman Empire in its form and transitioning would be occurring at the same time. There is no other plausible explanation for this than today's European Union.
John Rood with the prophetic connection between the European Union and Israel's 70th birthday. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The statement by John that there is only one end time is powerful. As we study the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible and compare these passages of Scripture to current events, it certainly seems that we are living in the last days. The rebirth of Israel and the political power called the European Union, along with the Islamic world wanting to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, and the preparations to rebuild the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, are all prophecy foretold in the prophetic books of Daniel and Ezekiel. The next event on God's calendar of end-time events is the rapture. Therefore, I say, keep looking up until that happens. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...